found an old postcard I wrote on the back. With some change in my pocket, I bought a few stamps. Hey everybody, it's Postcards from Home. It's the show where Jenny and I talk about postcards, old postcards,
new postcards,
postcards that don't have anything written on the back of them so we can mail them to you.
Postcards from America.
Postcards from Canada.
Postcards from Ecuador.
Postcards from Utah. Postcards
all
over the
place.
We
are on a roll all over the world.
Hey, my name is Dave and this is my beautiful wife, Jenny.
Hello. And welcome to episode 5.
All right. Today, before we get started on our the newest postcard we have, we would like to talk about postcards that we received from some of you.
Go ahead. Take it away, Dave.
We did get a postcard from my mother, and this one she wrote at the top. She wrote, "Also found an old unused stamp." And when Mom says old unused stamp, she's not joking around because this stamp should not have gotten this postcard here because it's a 29-cent stamp. And stamps today cost...
I don't know.
You don't know? They're
How much does a postcard stamp cost, Dave?
This isn't a setup for a joke, but a postcard stamp costs 33 cents now. But somehow the Postmaster General down in Joplin, Missouri, they just let this one go. But Mom sent us a postcard that has the interior of the Old Faithful Inn on the cover of it. And she wrote, "Davy and Jenny." My mom calls me Davy. "The card I was looking for..." Oh, she said, "This is not the card I was looking for, but I'm afraid if I don't get a card back to you, we won't get mentioned on your next show. If you went up the steps further on this picture, you would be in the crow's nest where Darla played her flute for Christmas party." Darla's my sister, and she used to work at the Old Faithful Inn with her husband, Steve. And Darla plays a flute.
While I was...
really, really nicely. We've actually jammed together, Darla and I.
Mm-hmm, that it's one very
time,
pretty.
That one time we were out on the front steps of the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. Actually, we weren't on the steps. We're out on the lawn. Mom says, "While I was looking for this card, I found your first driver's license. You look like you're 10 years old. And I found the renewal truck tags that were due in March. Guess I'll have to pay a penalty. Love, Mom and Jim." Oh, she found something that's current that she had to pay. Thanks, Mom and Jim, sending us that from Joplin, Missouri, even though the cover of it is... in Yellowstone, Old Faithful Inn. And Jenny's going to tell us about some postcards that were actually handed to us.
Yes, we actually were at my niece George's college graduation from the University of Nebraska at Lincoln. And my other niece Molly, who had fairly recently returned from Ecuador, gave us 3 beautiful cards from the city of Cuenca.
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 We called Zeke to ask how to say it right.
That's her boyfriend.
But he didn't pick up the phone, so we had to look it up online.
So we think Cuenca is right. It's spelled C-U-E-N-C-A. And there's looks like a very beautiful church, maybe like a resort, and another resort at night, and mountains. In the future, who knows? Some lucky person may receive these postcards in the USA, but they did come all the way from Cuenca, Ecuador.
I found some old postcards from when Jenny and I were in Springfield, Illinois, at the Abraham Lincoln, is it the museum, the memorial? It's this really cool place where, it's well, Abraham Lincoln, he lived in Springfield, Illinois.
Yes, he was... That's where the state capital of Illinois is, and that's where he was governor before he was elected president.
Okay. And, there's a couple of cool Lincoln postcards here. One looks like a modern art Lincoln. He's got like a multicolored beard. And then the other one is his team of rivals. All right, today's postcard, we're going to talk about a postcard from Texas.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Yes, Texas. And this also, as many of our other postcards, looks about circa 1960. And there's a granite marker of a cutout of the state of Texas, and it says Texas on it. Blue skies, open highway, and a little boy wearing a diaper, cowboy boots, cowboy hat, and a gun. And on the back, it says, thousands of tourists pass these stone markers daily, entering the Lone Star State of Texas. And, of course, the big hat and cowboy boots are always in style.
Some lucky listener is going to get this postcard.
Yes. Try guessing who will receive it. And at the next episode, we will announce who the lucky recipient or recipients were.
We didn't say who we sent out the last postcard to.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember which postcard it was.
It was... Our last postcard was from Yonge Street, the heart of Toronto.
Yes.
Do it. He's in Toronto. Hey, good day. Welcome to the Great White North. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother, Doug.
How's it going,
Okay, our topic today is the Great White
And we
North.
Mailed we that to
Ron and Connie Maine.
A couple of dear old friends of ours. And the reason being is because Ron and I used to talk like Canadians just to be funny.
Like Bob and Doug McKenzie, eh?
Good day, eh? How's it going, eh? And yeah, that's why that I put that little Bob and Doug McKenzie bit on the last show. So anyway, Ron and Connie, hope you got your postcard, and we look forward to hearing from you. If you want to mail us back a postcard, you know our address. And if you would like to receive a postcard or mail us a postcard, you can send us an email first. My email is djcedillo@earthlink.net. This information is also on davidcedillo.com. And eventually we're hoping these shows will eventually get on iTunes if we just keep on cranking them out. I think once we get about 6, we're going to try and do that. So
okay.
We'll upload iTunes on the computer and hope it doesn't slow it down too much. Well, I think that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening. This has been
Postcards from Home.
So watch out for my postcard. It's coming to you. And if you have some loose change, then you can send me one too.